Shalom Aleichem and Biyafa of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Kama Chaf Beis, Baba Kama 22a, pagination is 43. We'll start on the facing page, Masnisin, in the middle of the page. Hakele Ve'agedi, a dog or a goat. Shekafza Marosh Hagag, they jumped from a roof. Veshibru Es Hakelim, and they broke vessels. Mishalem Nezek Shalem, they're going to pay, the owner will pay full damage. Mipnei She'en Mu'adim, because they are normal for such behavior, and it is not considered Keren at Chatzi Nezek. Second rule of this Mishnah, Ha'kelev Shenatal Charora V'halach L'Gadish, a dog that took a fire cookie from a grill, and he went to a place of grain or straw, things that are going to catch very easily, and there were embers on this fire cookie still. Ochal acharora, it ate the fire cookie, v'hidlik hagodish, and burned the granary. Al acharora mishalem nezek shalem, on the fire cookie, so it's food, so you pay full damage. Va'al ha-godesh mishalim chatzi nezek, and on what continued in the fire destroying, that's going to be chatzi nezek, and the reason is special gzeres hakosuv of tsuroros is going to apply here, and it's the equivalent of a normal behavior or emanating from a normal behavior, such as walking, but these are the pebbles that cause damage by flying. And here also, the fire does damage by flying to its next location. And therefore, not so much from a logic of liability or lack of liability, but because of that gzeiros hakosuv of tsuroros, it will only have half damage associated with it. Moving on to Chaf Beis Amar Aleph, six lines from the top, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Esho Mishum Chitzo. Rabbi Yochanan said that a fire has the same liability similar to shooting an arrow. So by a person where there's no gzeiros hakosuv of tsuroros to limit the liability, so fire and arrow are all regular liability, full damage. But when it comes to an animal, there's a concept of tsuroros. How responsible is the owner for the animal's behavior? Tsuroros is not direct. It's to a degree indirect. And therefore, that halacha l'Moshe Mesinai taught us that it is half damage. Skip down to midway on the page, in the middle of a line. Rabbi Yochanan will explain the Mishnah. The ancha anuche, that the animal put the cookie down, ala charora v'al makom gacheles, in the place where the cookie with the embers was placed. So on that damage is mishalem nezek shalem, that's direct damage. V'al hagodish, but what spread from that is mishalem chatzi nezek, is only half damage for tsuroros. So again, the cookie itself is nezek shalem, the place where he put it down is nezek shalem, full damage, but what's spread is going to be chatzi nezek. Toshima, let's consider another case. Gomol ta'un pishton. There's a camel that's loaded up with flax, which is flammable. V'ovar b'rishus harabim, and it was going in the public area. Nichnasa pishtanu l'socha chanus, and the flax was so much that it entered into the walls, into the domain of a store. V'dolku b'neiro shel chenveni, and it got lit by the light that was in the storekeeper's store. V'hidlika sabira, and a tremendous fire broke out as a result. Baal gomel chayiv, the owner of the camel, is going to be liable. We'll have to know how much he's liable for, whatever he's liable for, but he's the person responsible. And the reason is because a person having a fire within his store, within his home, is normal. You stuck your flax in there and caused the fire, so the flax person is liable. However, if the fire would have been outside the store, then the storekeeper is liable because an open flame is not supposed to be in the public area, and whoever put that there is the one who caused this damage to occur, because the flax was contained in a place which was appropriate, the public domain. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'ner Chanukah Potter. If the reason the fire was outside was because it was Chanukah, so that becomes the norm of the society. People put their Chanukah licht outside the store, outside the house, outside the store, whatever the situation is. He's following the obligation that was placed upon him, and therefore, on the contrary, the owner of the flax has to be careful and avoid it, and if he didn't, he's the one responsible. How does this play out in halacha? So in Simen Taf Yud Ches, Se'if Yud Beis, the Rama writes, Imidlika b'makom echod, v'nispashe to'esh, if a fire was started in a specific place by an animal, and the flame then spread lamakom acher to a different place, chayev al makom o'esh nezek shalem, on the place where the fire started, that's full damage, because that was normal type of damage. V'ala sha'or, but what's spread from there is chatzi nezek, as our Mishnah indicated, because that's going to be a case of tsuroros, of an extension, just like pebbles, where it continued. Continues the Rama, ve'im hagamal sichsecha esh b'chol habira. But if the animal spread the fire personally throughout the area, throughout the mansion, chayiv al kulo nezek shalem, then it was direct damage, and the liability would be for nezek shalem, full payment. In this case, it didn't spread like tsuroros and doesn't have that halacha l'moshe misinai to limit liability, and therefore it would be considered full damage. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.